Zach said three. I didn't know we got that far, but how many knows it's a powerful thing to have confidence in the Lord?
Yes.
But you know, there's a building up of confidence in the Lord that we must work on, attain to, and maintain. Because just because you've come to a place of confidence in the Lord, you can let it be drained from you by circumstances. Well, the enemy, you know, he's turning things up. I mean, you know, if you look in the natural, you can see the working of the enemy. Give me that John 10:10. Matt, please. Now, this is in red letters. Jesus wrote, said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy." That's his job.
Yep.
To kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm not going to major on Satan, because I'm not Satan-minded all the time. I pick up on him when he's around and demonic spirits. You know, you can pick up on demonic spirits. You don't have to yield to them. See, he's going about, the Bible says he's roaming to and fro, seeking someone that he can destroy. He's not destroying everybody. He's seeking somebody that will yield to him, that will yield, that will keep their mind on him, what Satan's doing. You know, killing, stealing, and anytime you see killing, stealing, and destroying, that's a manifestation of the works of darkness. That's how you can see it. But Jesus said, he said, "I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Well, the word abundantly means to the full, until it overflows. And we got to have confidence in the Lord that we have that through faith and through Jesus, that abundant life. To the full, in saying that now, I mean, we have, if we are not experiencing it, we need to be walking toward it. Come on, somebody, not just saying, "Yeah, we got life more abundant." No, he wants us to walk in life more abundant. Not just know about it and have a knowledge of it, but he wants us experiencing that abundant life, that Zoe life of God, peace, faith, which is confidence in the Lord. Now you look around like Randy, it can zap us. Not me, it can't. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I mean, no, you can do more for somebody in faith, praying for them in faith, than you can in the natural. Because the Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Does get things done. Hallelujah. But now Satan, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal the word out of your heart. You can hear the word and be up in faith and God moving, God doing things. And then, I mean, hear a bad report or get around somebody in a wrong spirit and yield that way yourself and end up with lack of confidence in the Lord. Or you can get, I mean, just like a pastor, I mean, I get calls a lot. My kids are sick. This one's died. The devil this, devil that. I mean, I get calls, and you know what? Those can steal my confidence in the Lord. I can look in the natural and say, "Well, Satan's just winning." Yeah, we're quiet. I don't do that. Because I read the Bible, and it says we win. It says we win. It says fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. Fight that confident fight that God is moving you forward, taking you from, I'm not where I'm going to stay. Not spiritually, not financially, not ministry-wise. I mean, I can see from the beginning when God called me into the ministry. I can just sit down and I can see going forward the whole time. And really, when I was going forward, it seemed like I wasn't going anywhere. But I wasn't quitting. I'm going forward, even in my business. You know, the Lord spoke to me and told me to split with my brother. Me and him were partners back years ago. And I'm reading in the Bible. There's some things going on I didn't really care for. He wanted to do side and different things, and that was fine, you know. Nothing against that. I wanted to be stable. I wanted to be in one thing and get good at it. And that was Jesus and Christ's glory.
Amen.
I wanted to be good at it. I wanted to be, you know, on fire for the Lord. You know, and I chose just to stay on the fire, but anyhow, I'm reading the Bible. I mean, it's good to read the Bible. I don't read as much as I ought to, I'm confessing to you.
Amen.
I need to read the Bible more.
Me too.
I need to meditate on the Word more. I need to have my mind stayed on the Lord more. But anyways, I'm reading in there, and it's where Abraham, he told Abraham to split with some folk. And whenever I was reading that, the Lord spoke to me and said, it's time for y'all to split. Wasn't nothing, you know, other than just the will of God or whatever it was. But at that moment, you know, I thought, oh no, man, oh no. No, we can't do that because there was a lot going on. We were busy. We were $500,000 gross and growing, you know, and had a lot of other companies, subcontractors. But you know what? I had a peace of God. And you know what? I split. We split and everything. And it wasn't too long ago, the door companies, that some of them that were subbing, they quit and all that and went down to nothing. Couldn't afford to hire anybody. Been running 5-6 trucks. You know, not even concerned about money. Down to nothing. And then I thought, no, the Lord told me to do this. He told me to go this route. See, that's confidence in the Lord. And I thought, he done it once, he'll do it. But see, the circumstances was trying to convince me that he wouldn't do it again. That, you know, you've had it good and now you've got it back. See, when unexpected things happen in our life, it's not a time to turn to reasoning.
Amen.
It's a time to turn to the Word of God and say, God is God, no matter what it looks like. By his stripes, Randy's healed. He's going to live and not die and declare. And people have told me, how can you say that and give people false hope? The Bible is not false hope. By Jesus' stripes, he is healed. I'm healed. The Bible says that Satan is walking to and fro as a roaring lion. It don't say he is a roaring lion.
That's right.
He'd like to convince me. I mean, you know, have you ever just been going about and get around somebody and they're yielding the drugs and stuff and you feel it?
Yep.
You feel that it's witchcraft. And then if you've ever did drugs, you could snort a line a mile long. That's the money spirit trying to draw that person or draw them in. Or you get around somebody, the husband and wife is fighting at home and all of that, and you get around them and that spirit is on them, and if you're not careful, that same spirit, you'll start yielding to what you say. And before you know it, you'll be mad at your wife. You'll be upset at the world. Mm-hmm. See, there's demonic spirits out there, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
But you know, I was thinking about it today. I thought, Lord, you taught me not to be devil-minded. Well, the devil's over at the neighbor's house. The devil's in the car. Every time a tire blows out, the devil done it. Devil didn't do it. The tire was wore out. I knew I should have put the tire on there to start with. Come on, somebody, devil ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
You know, but if it's the devil, we're meditating on the devil, right? We're meditating on the thief, the killer, the one that steals and destroys. Even in people's lives, when you're in ministry, you go through and you have to deal with people that's on drugs, been on drugs, off of drugs, bad divorce, got married, divorced 1,800 times, and all of that stuff. You have to deal with all of those issues, and the only answer is the Word and Jesus.
That's right.
So you've got to learn to cast care over on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Give me the 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10, verse 3. 3 through 5, I think, Beth.
Hang on,
they
didn't have that on
the paper. No, I told him, but he forgot. He wasn't on my paper.
2 Corinthians what?
10, 3 through 5. See, there's a way to have confidence in the Lord. It's not just, you get confidence in the Lord through the Word, and we get to know him through the Word, but there's a part that we play to have that, keep that confidence,
yeah,
and to build that confidence in the Lord. See, to experience God will cause confidence to come. See, it's not just knowing about God and knowing that we've been delivered from everything that holds us bondage. Did you know that? Whether it's fear or jealousy. You know, I picked up on that today. I thought some people are jealous. And I thought, it's of other people. They drive this car, and I don't got that car. Or they got these clothes, and I don't got these clothes. See, that can be a competitive spirit. That causes you to compete. How many know the Bible says we're not to judge ourselves among ourselves? That's evil too. That's him working too. Well, Monty plays better than me. So what?
Amen.
I play. Right?
Right.
Amen. So what, he plays better? I play. End. That's the end, devil.
Right.
I play. Boing, boing. I might miss it every now. Come on. So I'm not going to compete with Monty. Monty knows none of it. I'm just giving you a scenario.
Amen.
I used to feel intimidated when preachers would come.
Come on.
I don't feel intimidated. I'm not in competition with them. Guy called me not here too long ago, and he says, well, he kept talking about God's doors, and he said, yeah, you got all that competition out there. I said, I don't got none. Well, what area are you in? He don't understand what I'm saying. But I knew I've walked it. I've walked it out and come and yielded to the Holy Spirit and refused to let Satan get me into fear and competing for God's doors or treason or anything else. See, the Bible says there's no fear in love. Perfected love casts out fear. I realize that God loves me. I realize that God's going to take care of me. Therefore, I don't fear not having doors. I don't fear, you know, having to be in competition with people and men for my wife. I used to do it. I wanted the same kind of radio that somebody else had, different things. If I thought she liked their vehicle, I would like to have one. I just could never get one, so I'd be mad about it. That's torment, people. That's torment. That's yielding to the enemy. So what we got to do here, it says, we walk in this flesh body. We do not war according to the flesh. I mean, even the things that hold us bondage, we don't do it in our own strength. We yield to the Lord. We tell the Lord, Lord, your word says that sin has no dominion over me, Lord. Lord, your word says that it is you that works in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, you're working in me, God, and you're going to empower me. And it says that he's the one that gives us the ability. I was thinking about it the other day. I thought, Lord, if I yielded to over the last 20-something years, because I don't know about you, I used to party. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing cocaine. I enjoyed marijuana. I enjoyed it. Some people said, you just didn't have the good stuff. But if I yielded to the devil, I would be back full blown on drugs a million times over. I would have done committed adultery a million times over. I would have done thought, and I used to fight. I wasn't scared. I don't care if it's five of you. I pick me up a stick, and we're going to get it on. Bring the biggest one. Come on. My daddy taught me the bigger they was, the harder they fall. So big guys, all I've seen is them falling. You know, and if I thought I could, but what I'm saying, I'm not talking about I was big and bad. I'm 5'6". But Satan had me on a roller coaster ride of destruction before I got born again. Into drugs and adultery and fighting and, you know, lying, stealing, cheating.
Yep.
And I get born again, and he tries to keep me in that old life. He tried to keep me in it. Hallelujah. And you know what? I would keep on, and I would say, I don't care what people say. I'm not living for people. I'm living for Jesus. I'm going to read the Word and meditate on the Word. I'm going to confess the Word over my life and my marriage. And you know what? I started doing that and telling that devil, shut up, you liar, you idiot. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And before you know it, things begin to change. I didn't see it just immediately. And still, even now, I don't see things immediately. A lot of times. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But Satan wants to come and say, see, there ain't nothing changing. Life's never going to change. You get some dream and desire of bettering yourself and going forward, then something will come and get in the way of that, throw a wrench in there, then it'll look like, what's the use? See, if you've got the enemy doing that to you, you need to get him under your feet and tell him you lie, idiot. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, God knows the plans that he has for me. They're good plans, thoughts of good and not evil. You need to tell that devil what the Bible says and don't just let him come and run your mind. You know, I mean, Satan told me after me and my brother split, he said, it won't never happen again. You're going to have to go to work. And I went and I told him, I said, God didn't tell me to go to get a job. I mean, we ought to be led by the Holy Spirit. If you don't like your job at Walmart, that don't mean you quit. That means you fast. And you say, Lord, have you got me here for a reason? Well, I ain't making $18 an hour. Well, I'd rather make 10 and be anointed than 18 and not. Amen. I'd rather have the anointing on my life than all the money, because that anointing destroys yokes and lifts burdens. That anointing in my life, in your life, brings the favor of God, the peace of God, the grace of God. Amen. But it says here, we do not war according to the weapons of our warfare. Somebody say warfare.
Warfare.
That's what you're experiencing. Some of y'all experiencing.
Yep.
You sure are. Warfare. And I know what that devil, oh, get off the devil.
Yep.
Let him roar. Let him rant. Just don't yield to him. Don't keep your mind on him and what he's doing and what you ain't got and what it looks like and what it feels like and what everybody else is saying. I walked into the police station down there getting my business license, and they had a drug task force down here. They're out there and they're saying, well, ain't no use, oh, blah, 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 about drugs, you know. And I mean, at this time, they backpack, walking down the street all hours of the night and all of that, you know. And I mean, breaking into stuff and cooking up meth and all of that, you know. And so I'm standing there listening to them, and they were all discouraged. And so I walked over to them. I said, hey, man, y'all don't give up. I'm here. They looked down at me, I'm all dirty, man. I looked down at me. Who are you? I said, I'm the pastor of that church right down yonder. I said, you're talking to one that thought he was going to make it big selling drugs, done buying it by the block. I said, but I give my heart to Jesus one morning in my living room. I said, now I'm here. And I said, everybody I win to Jesus, I said, that's not your problem anymore.
Amen.
God, you go, Pastor. You go. Well, give them hope, man.
Yeah, give me hope.
You know, well, what if I'd have been, the devil's got blunt for me. Y'all might as well go up to Coleman up there where churches have got faith. What was I supposed to do? Just, I know it, guys. It's bad. They're stealing everything around the church. They stole Teresa's everything, her gun, everything out of during Sunday school out here. Turned her life upside down for about 6 months. Took her 6 months to get her Social Security card and license and all of that and all her cards. She had to go cancel and all of that, her gun and all. And then the dude comes through the line after they catch him. They didn't do much to him. He comes through the prayer line back there. We have to bring him in and pray for him. I wanted to show him how Jesus still healed. Give him a good beat down, lay hands on him.
And he didn't ask me.
See, look, man, I mean, we all face stuff.
Yep.
You know? We had to face that because that dude's yielding to the devil out there.
Right.
He yielded to the, but that don't give us the right to get in the wrong spirit over here and let Satan come in the back door and take all our finances, all our faith for healing. I mean, look, he comes in the back door like that. He distracts us out there with one little thing and comes in here and steals the word out of our hearts and all of that. To the point to where we were excited about church and went, oh God, it's dirt out again. You better fast.
Yes, that's right.
I'm glad to shut the job down at 2 o'clock to go home and get me a little nap for tonight. Look at, I could have called up, well, everybody, you know, we ain't coming Wednesday. Let's just know, I've had a bad day. Devil's been on my back all week. He ain't been on my back, he's been under my feet.
Amen.
When that dude sees me coming, he's running. When he sees you come, you ought to have that mentality. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said, let that mind be in me and you. See, you got to go around saying, I'm a king, or just think it. And then say it out of your mouth. You don't need a congregation. See, if you need a congregation to affirm what the Bible says, you've not got it yet. You don't need it. All you need to do is be out there washing dishes. Glory to God, I'm a king and a priest unto God. Glory to God, my kids, that they are blessed to have me, Jesus. I'm under your anointing and your grace. And then turn around and say, devil, do you hear that? And if you mess with me, I'm going to fast tomorrow. He gets out, boy. He's like, oh God, leave it alone right now. They're getting close to fasting. They're going to get that Bible. They're going to go in there and turn on TV in. See, when I get in a battle, I don't run from the Word. I don't run from preaching. Last thing, my flesh, because I live in the flesh, I'll go in, you know, and thank God for, you know, when, like used to be when I was down, Teresa's up and all that, it all worked good. I'd go in and she'd have preaching all of it. Dear God, can't we watch something else? There's something wrong with you when you feel that way.
Yeah.
Went in, I thought, oh, well, I'd like to listen to the news. Something wrong with me, man. I need to sit down. Tell that flesh, shut up, sit down and listen. Sit down and listen. When me and Teresa used to get in battles, still did, but when we would get in financial battles, black God, we didn't call up everybody broke. Y'all think we're going to make it? I don't know. It's by our ear. Call up Sister Cindy. Oh, God, we're broke too. Call up Joe. Oh, we're broke too. Good God Almighty. Nah, man, we turned them on to stop the victory. We turned them on, glory to God, that says you might be broke now, it might be hard now, but just keep your faith in God because he's always faithful to bring a breakthrough to those that trust him.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're like, come on, devil, where's he at? Glory to God, you lied, idiot. Had me down. You fooled me that time, but you won't fool me again. It says here, it says, for the weapons of our are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strong. I mean, no Satan can build a stronghold of fear that you're not going to make it in your mind. He told me that I would never be able to do nothing. See, my dad had open heart surgery back in the late 70s and early 80s. And they didn't have the technology they have now. When he fell out dead in the kitchen that morning, And his brother was living with him. They called me, hollered for me, knew something was wrong, screaming. I run out there. There's my dad laying out the floor. The meat he had just put on wasn't even cooking yet. So that's how long he'd been laying out there. And so I tried to get his heart back going, and his chest was popping. So I just quit. So when I had to go through open heart surgery, last thing I wanted to do. Because I had a recollection of that. So I just stopped trying to bring my dad back because I couldn't stand the popping chest together. They wired it together. It never grew back. So Satan told me you're never gonna be able to do anything. Give you a picture of your past said, so you won't progress in your future. Let God, I drive fence post deep. I put up 23 foot 10 today by myself. Let God, I climb up down that ladder. Praise God, I can do what I'm better shape than what, but I refused to believe the lies of the enemy and took the word of God that it's supernatural. My weapons are not normal, natural. They're mighty through God.
Amen.
To pull down those strongholds. Praise God. You know what? Aubrey, she's got this little thing here recently. She'll say, Papa, hold me. Get in trouble, come to church. She got to open the door to let her out and get egged out. And she says, Papa, hold me. And so I'll get her up in my arms. I couldn't hardly do that before I had surgery. I could tow her all the way across this parking lot, man, and not even be sweating it.
Man.
Well, I believed Isaiah 58 over where it says that my health will spring forth speedily. And I confessed over myself, I'm going to be better than I've ever been before, Lord. I'm going to be in better shape than I've been in 10 years. And you know what? I can honestly say that today. I'm in better shape than I've been in 10 years. So you can't believe the lies of the enemy. You believe him, you'll be defeated.
Yep.
You'll stay broke and weak and oppressed and discouraged. But you don't understand what I'm going through. No, but Jesus does.
Yep.
Jesus knows. Jesus knows how you feel. The Bible says he knows your thoughts from afar.
Yep.
He knows your thoughts before you think them.
Yep.
He's God. But he says, I was thinking about anxiety. There's times that, how many knows the Bible says, be anxious for nothing.
Yeah.
But with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let all your requests be known to God. And the peace of God.
Yeah.
You've got to do something for that peace. When Jobs coming up, big Jobs, fear tries to come. Oh God, I hope I ordered that right. I pulled it. I had a metric tape measure somebody bought me. And I pulled a tape and got the wrong measurement on the door. I ordered the door and then I ordered the wrong size. And that job cost me nearly $5,000 to do the right thing. And so then when I pull the tape down, I'm like, not metric. But you know what? Big jobs will come and I'll try, he'll try to stay on my mind about that job. You know, try to worry about that job if everything's gonna go good on that job. Blah 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 blah. You know, and you know what? If I meditate on that, what might happen that ain't even happened is called suggestion. That thing will start to take me over. And then before you know it, I'll have anxiety. Then oppression. Oh, Lord, there's nothing I can do about this. That's awful. That's bondage. Satan will come and he'll say, what if it don't work out? You tell him to come back and say, what if it does?
Yep.
Well, what if it don't? What if it does? Be optimistic. Just train yourself to be optimistic.
That's right.
What if they don't live? What if they do? What if they don't get their car? What if they do? See, you got to think optimistic. That's pulling down strongholds. God don't think negative.
Right.
Even when God's correcting me, he don't do it in a down, depressing manner. When God corrects me chastises me, whatever you want, it's never depressing.
Right.
It's always like, yes, daddy, I can do better. I know, Lord, I'm sorry. And it makes me want to be, but when Satan's coming in, boy, you're just a worm. You didn't fast yesterday. You didn't read your Bible. You didn't go to church. I mean, that's him trying to bring condemnation to me, trying to get me discouraged so I'll just quit having confidence in the Lord. Quit praying. Quit reading. Throw up my hands. What's the use? If I've been there once, I've been there 1,000 times. Listen, people come to church and not come to church. That can be very discouraging. until we grow. We can grow those to where it don't bother us. Somebody called me now and they said, I'm sorry you didn't make church. I wish you hadn't told me. I didn't even realize it. I was fine till you told me. Now I feel bad about it. I didn't feel bad about it until you told me. And I didn't even realize it. Just leave me alone. I was happy till you told me. And then I got to thinking, sure enough, they wasn't there. That's bad. They should have been at church. That's all over. See how crafty he is? I mean, to come and drag you down to something you can't even change? I mean, why let him take the word and joy and peace over things that we personally cannot change? Why not stay in faith and have confidence in him to change the things that we can't change? See, we got to cast down those. There it is, verse 5. Casting down imagination. Let me just share something with you. Every one of us has got an imagination. You use it all the time.
Yeah.
I did an illustration one time. I said, and I was going to church and I was doing it on imagination there. That word really means arguments. Anything that argues against the Word of God, that comes against the Word of God. And I thought, I'm going to tell them to close their eyes. I'm going to show them they have an imagination. You know? And so I said, everybody close your eyes. I said, and I want you to imagine a cow, polka dotted, pink and white polka dotted cow. And I give everybody in there, imagine that cow. I can see it right now. I can close my eyes and not see a black and white cow. I can see a pink one. I can imagine a pink cow. Satan uses your imagination, if you let him, to defeat you. To get you to defeat yourself. If you believe things ain't going to change, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you believe, but that Bible, the Word, that's why you cast those imaginations down and you bring them in subjection to the Word. Just say you don't got no money. You know, don't go around thinking, I'm just broke. I'm going to be broke when I get paid. I'm going to be broke when I get paid. Somebody give me $100 and I'll still be broke in a few minutes because I'm going to go, I'm broke. How many knows that's a stronghold? The Bible says you're blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Man, Teresa went to the Walmart, I think it was, to buy groceries one night. And she hands me a calculator. That's humiliating. Can of beans, 59 cents plus. 59 cents plus. Loaf of bread, $1.09 plus. Yeah. Then when you get there, you're like, we got to put something back. And I told that devil, I told her that day, I said, it's not many days from now, but God, we are not going to have a calculator in the name of Jesus. I started prophesying over my finances and all that. I didn't realize she's using the calculator until I went with her. See, whatever's in your life, you need to start prophesying. I prophesy to my business all the time. I get up and I'll start walking to my truck and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that's applied to my business today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that doors are coming from people that don't even know me. The angels are ministering and people, just like today, yeah, I put a door into Cleveland and he called me up and he said, well, I'll call you out, blah, 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 blah. He said, are there somebody? He said, who's that other door company over there, you know? And I said, I don't know. He said, it's Weston. I said, it's Father Weston over here. I said, it's my little brother. He said, does he do doors? I said, yeah, he does doors. You know, he does a little bit of everything and all of that stuff. He said, yeah, God told me about him. And he said, nah, you, Scotty, that's all I'm using. Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Anybody using nobody else? They're mine in Jesus' name. Now, I could have said, oh, God, Preston's on the prowl. Preston's on the prowl. He's going to take my bit. He can't take what God's given me. The blessing makes me rich. The blessing makes you rich. Amen? Hallelujah. It'll make him rich, too. He can have the part of it, too. Everybody can have the blessing. Proverbs 10:22 says the blessing of the Lord. It don't say blood over head door makes me rich. It don't say nothing about that. I've been using Proverbs 10. I've cast down those imaginations, and I've built a stronghold of victory. See, we need strongholds of victory. I'm here busting the devil's rear tonight. Because he's turned it up, Mac. He's turned it up. But don't you give him the time of day. Don't you give him 1 second of your meditated thoughts. Go turn on Barney Fife or something. Andy Griffin. That'll do it too. YouTube Jeff Allen. He's a Christian comedian. YouTube, we gotta have our family nights back down here.
Yes.
You know, we have that comedy night down there. Praise God. You know, we even have trials down there. People off the street come in and disrupt everything.
They
did. I mean, some of them got really upset. We need a surround sound. Why? So we crank it up and drown them out. And you know what? Well, I left there and I thought, well, bless God, what's the use of even trying to have a family now? How many know that's the devil?
Yep.
We're just going to put keep out. No vacancy here. We don't have no gas. We ain't got no jumper cables. We don't have a spare tire. We don't have nothing. If we have to, that's what we do, right? We just put no vacancy here. Keep out. Private party.
Amen.
Well, what if they get mad? We don't care. It's better them than us. Right? We're smarter than the devil. Better than us. We'll send them to our neighbors across the street. It's always giving us trouble. Let them go over there. Enjoy the ride. You could have been over here having fun with us. They gonna start smelling hot dogs and steaks and hamburgers, aroma and Bluntsville. And they're gonna be like, what's going on down here? It's the anointing. Us Christians out here, the victory bunch. We out here, we got some hot dogs, hamburgers, and volleyball, and T-ball, and all that going on. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is our year. We fixing to crank it up.
Yes.
See, God wants you on vacation all the time from the enemy. Vacation. You just walking in on every time. Listen, I have challenges. I mean, they always sending something wrong every week. I mean, I enjoy it till Wednesday. Wrong day, man. We got church tonight and everything. I've even thought it before. Fine. I'm not going to church tonight. Nothing ever goes right. You ever thought that at 12? Come on, can't he wait till 6? Hey, it started on Monday. Used to, it don't now. Monday morning. Yeah, Monday morning. Things don't go right. I'll think, I'm not going to church Wednesday. Bless God. What's that got to do with Wednesday? You're in a trial Monday. He's starting 3 days ahead. And then he quit working on Wednesday. Then he started on Sunday, on Monday. I won't go to church next Sunday, bless God. My boss wants to be all rindy with me today. What's that got to do with church? See, the devil is just playing head games with me to get my mind on what I'm facing and angry at other folk and all of that. I had listen, I'm a third generation bull getting out in my yard. Third generation. His daddy got out and got stuff in my yard. His papa got out. This one's papa got out. Broke my first apple tree. You know, trumping in my garden. Want to go to eat my corn. And all of that stuff, you know. And I wanted to go over and kill the guy. He looked about half dead anyhow. I thought I had him out. And the Lord says, in the middle, right in the middle of the hot garden. I'm talking about hot, man. God says, carry him some of that squash. And I said, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I mean, I really did. I rebuked Satan. I thought, Satan, give me that thought. Bless God. God wouldn't even want me to give him none of that. I worked hard here. I had to plant it, and I'm sweating here, and I had to get all the, you know. And then all of a sudden, he spoke it to me again, and I felt peace. And I thought, great, this is him. I knew it. I mean, I was right in the middle of a trial. God's going to give you overcome evil with good. That's the way of victory. That's the way of freedom. That's the way of peace. Hallelujah. And you know what? I mean, I had to go by faith. I loaded it up on the gator, and I'm out on the road, and you know. And I pull up out there, and I hope you don't come out. Let me throw it out in the yard. There, dude. Enjoy it. Here he comes out. You know, just go by and slang it because you really don't want to stop. Here he comes. Hey, Tanana. Great. Great. And then my dogs was with me. And then he's got a dog that he just carried to the vet and had it sewed up. And my dog starts growling. And this other one starts growling. He jumps the dog that's been tore up. And I'm like, whoa. And he gets it. I'm like, whoa. Let's break them up, man. I'm trying to make peace with the dude. Dogs, go on. Now the dogs feel the same spirit. They're out there. They're going to kill the dog. And I'm like, go home, go home. They thought I was saying, get them. My dog thought I was sicking. I'm saying, go on, get home. They thought I was saying, get them. Because I go, get them, get them, get them. You do it now, they're like, hmm? They used to do it. Now, you know, when Teresa feeds them, we had to get one of them big feeders. Because the neighborhood dog just rounded herself up from 9 o'clock after they knew Teresa was in the bed till daylight. They know her steps to their boo, 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 boo. And so I went out there, and the dog, the neighborhood dogs, they're just wagging their tail, and they're eating the food. I said, get them, get them, get them. And they went, oh. And they lost their zeal. Can't even get the dog stirred up to run the neighborhood dog. A little bit of food. Are y'all crazy? It's joyous around the house. It's always good. Not. But you know what? I don't let all of that get in me. See, you can't sink a ship unless you let it get full of water. You just hang on to that ship, but God, and I don't care, the waves will get rough. And it, my mom, I took her to Gunnersville one time, fishing, out on a pontoon. And Gunnersville, notorious, you know, just to pop up thunderstorms. The mountains surrounding you don't see them. Then all of a sudden, it'll just get black and gray clouds, and then, yeah. I mean, here it is, boy, wind blowing. And I've always thought, you know, a ship, if you don't let water in it, you know, it can't sink. And I thought, if you face the storm, don't run from the storm. See, I run from the storm, and it caught me in Nashville. That's a true story. So I thought, I'll never run from the storm again. And so we're out there, and all of a sudden, thunderstorm comes. Mom, she's laid down on the back. She's taking a nap. She's gone now. She laid back there, she done snoring with her fish hook out there in the water. And that started pouring rain, and so I just took all the quilts and stuff, I just covered her up. And I took that pontoon boat and I got it in the storm. I just faced the storm, and I just kept it at a not fast speed to where it wasn't moving. And I rode out that storm. That storm didn't top us over. I think Travis had went, and he tried to go around it and put him and Beth up on the bank. Ain't that true?
Up against the pier, right?
Up against the pier. And so I thought, don't run from it. Don't try to get away from it. Just face it. Just face this storm and ride it out. And everybody's in the boats. Boy, they're just up against the banks over yonder. And we ain't going nowhere. I'm just holding her steady, boy. That wind's a rocking us and everything's getting flooded and soaked and it all. And then the sun come out and Mom raised it up and she said, who wet the boat? Who dumped water all over this boat? I said, Mom, we just come through a storm. What storm? I said, you slept right through it. You reminded me of Jesus. You know, that storm didn't bother her at all. She didn't even consider it was there. She's snoring. She's resting. And I'm up there, and you know what? That's the way Jesus is, me and you. Bless God, the storm can be raging and all that, but if we keep our confidence and mind stayed on the Lord, cast down the... See, I thought, oh God, it's going to throw us into the bank, you know what I thought? No, nope, I'm going to ride the storm out. I'm going to face... See, you don't run from storms in your life. Don't run from fear. Don't just say, oh, don't do that. Just say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are under my feet. I have no fear because the Bible says he didn't give me a spirit of temptation. Timidity to fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
Not a messed up mind. Well, I feel like my mind's warped. Quit feeling.
Amen.
I feel like I'm going crazy. Quit feeling.
Amen.
I feel like I can't take it no more. Don't scream. Be quiet. Just be quiet. In those times, be quiet. Steal your mind. Steal your heart. Learn to encourage yourself in the Lord in it. Learn to pray, hallelujah, when things are not going favorable. Because listen, God will grow you up to where you are mature. And you will stand in the storm and you will say, glory to God. Is this all it's got? Is this the best? I remember one time all of our trucks was breaking down. I did all the mechanic work on our trucks. I pulled motors out and put them in. Our service truck changed all the old alternators, all time something. And I'm in there, and I done fixed one or two, and we had them on the road, and then one of them called me, and nothing had tore up. I'm there, and I'm thinking, this is just unending. What's the use? Man, might as well have shut the business down. If you can't run the truck, I'm not, all these thoughts, you know, go through my mind. All these thoughts go through my mind. I was fine until all that started happening. I was going to church, reading my Bible, confessing, you know, have my mind thinking, glory to God, hallelujah, and here comes these storms. And, you know, I'm there, and I got up, and the phone rang, and it was Tracy. And she said, I was in the closet praying. She'd been praying that morning, man. Been at home praying. And she said, and the Lord spoke to me and told me to tell you, call you and tell you that it's over. And I mean, when she said that, it was like the voice of God. I mean, it hit me on the inside. Nothing on the outside changed. But it hit me on the inside that I'd looked away from Jesus. I mean, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, I thought about Destiny, she's going to go to college, and she led the Lord good. And when it first fell down, it was like 30 grand. Wasn't it? Or better? Like 30 grand. And then things progressed, and they trusting God and believing God. And then I heard a while ago, after it's all said and done thus far, and when she gets 18, it might even change, that she's only 5 grand a year. And so I looked at it and I said, we believe it all the way.
Yep.
He'll supply all of it. See, that might have looked impossible. They wouldn't look at it. They look in whether it's God's will or not. They're trying to find the will of God, not looking at the circumstances and listening to the devil. Well, you can't go to college. If God says you can go to college, ain't a devil in hell. You're the only one that can stop God's plan. You're the only one that can stop the provision. God's already provided. You're the only one that can stop it. Went on, me and Teresa wanted a house. Lived in a house trailer. Nothing wrong with a house trailer. Nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. But we just wanted a house. We go on, you know, and I go to church, you know, and I sow seeds, Johnny. I sow the seed. Run across the dude down at the post office down there. Hey, Brother West, can you pray for me? He said, I said, what's the problem now? Oh, man, they're fixing to take my trailer. I said, well, how many payments you owe? Two. And we've been out of work. I don't remember what it was. And the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, well, don't you just pay his trailer up as insurance for your house? And I said, why don't you do that? So anyways, I sowed that seed, and then I went from that seed. And I said, glory to God, it don't make no difference how long it takes. My house is on its way. Thank you, Lord. And I would say it every day. Thank you, Lord, for my house. Somebody hear me say it, they say, what house? The one I got coming, where's it at? I don't know yet.
Amen.
What makes you think that God's going to give you one? I said, the Bible says I live in houses I didn't build, not house trailer. So I brought that word up every time that something come again my mind that would get me off of my dream and off of believing God, I would come back with a Bible verse. I mean, how many Jesus done that in the wilderness when he was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit of God to be tested of the devil? He was tested of the devil with him. He did that for me and you. But you know what he used? He said, man shall not live. Deuteronomy 8:3. He was quoting to the devil. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. And Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8:3 to the devil. He showed us how to do it. Satan comes to him and he says, look at all this power I'll give you if you'll worship me. He said, you worship the Lord God and him only do you serve.
Yeah.
See, me and you use the word of God like Jesus.
Yeah.
We keep that mindset like Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Why don't you go and find out what mind was in Jesus? Yeah. Go find out what kind of mindset Jesus had. He said, I come not to do my own will, but of the will of him that sent me. And did you know I was reading a little bit today, and Jesus said that great works that he'll do, but greater works that me and you will do because he ascends to the Father. Greater works than Jesus will we do. Well, that's for preachers. He didn't say preachers in there. See, every one of us are ministers of the Lord Jesus. Every one of us that's born again has been given the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given an anointing. We've been given power, not just for ourselves. Sometimes we're the only Jesus that people see. Sometimes our talking is the only encouraging, spirit-filled, faith-filled words that some people hear. I'm shy. Don't say that. You're like Jesus. Jesus wasn't shy. Jesus was led. Yeah, but I've always been slightly shy. Yeah, but you believed that all your life. Maybe the facts are so. But the truth is the righteous are as bold as a lion. The fact is, you might be. I've never been shy. I've always been a people person. More people, the better I like. I was just kidding when I said I'm a loner. Now, I do like to ride alone, you know. And see, even Travis and David, they don't know. Both of them are trials to me sometimes. They never even know it. They never know it. Now they'll be like, boss, you okay, boss? You okay? And I'm going to tell them, keep your mind on Jesus. I like to ride alone, checking jobs, all that. Why? Because I listen to WGJC. I think about Jesus. I think about the things of God. I think about the blessing. I think about helping others. I don't think on negative stuff. I just do not think on negative stuff.
Amen.
I shut it off. Ten of my cows had calves and one of them died. I could have thought the blessing ain't working. Why did I lose one? Now I jump out there, glory to God, I got nine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One died, big deal, got nine.
Yep.
Told a lady one day, I said, sure is pretty. She said, yeah, it's fixing to rain. I thought, dude, I didn't even get that out of my mouth. I looked around and I said, there's not a cloud in the sky, but I'm telling you, it's going to rain. Something's going to mess it up. It's going to rain. And I thought, it's raining right now in your backyard. In your head, it's raining. But I'm going to enjoy this sunshine, lady. It ain't raining here, hallelujah. I mean, knows it rains at some people's house and ain't even raining. God told me one time, I wonder why he thinks like that. I said, I don't want in his head, thank God. I'm not going to try to figure him out. I don't want that kind of thinking. Hallelujah. That's his problem. He need to go to church so he can think like us. I mean, don't you go to church, your thinking will change. The Holy Spirit will do it. I mean, he'll bring the word in. Well, I'm just not going to be moved. No, Jesus can't even move you. We sure can. But we ain't going to try. We're just going to let you sit there like a rock. I'm not trying to change nobody. Jesus wasn't trying to change nobody. Jesus come down here and God put him on the cross, for he did the will of God and he offered it freely. Freely you have received, freely give. Whosoever will, let him come. He didn't say, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost and I'm going to light a fire under you. You know old donkeys, they don't move. Yeah, I've lit a fire on them before. They'll move then. Old donkeys, they'll sit down on you. Old goats, can't get them to do it. We're sheep. Yes, master. Yes, we're going to get some squash to that guy we don't like. Yes, we're going to tell him we're sorry. Yes, we're going to invite him to church, although we really don't mean it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Because we believe in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. We believe that in the presence of the Lord, the yoke-breaking anointing is there, and their lives will get better, and then mine will. Listen, you get your enemy saved, you get them serving Jesus, your life gets better. They don't beg you no more. They'll jump you off. Oh, you're broke? Here, let me give you $50. I didn't like you, but I knew. I have people tell me, you know, I really don't like you, but I'm going to use you. And I'm like, thank you. I've had them to tell me, you're way too high, but we're not going nowhere else. Well, thank you. And I ain't coming down. See, the anointing puts you in a place where you're not competitive, you're not in fear, and things just happen good for those kind of folk all the time. David didn't know he shaved his head now. He had a bald spot back there and went home and got on his wife because I took a picture and put him on Facebook about Noah's, you know. And he seen that picture and he's like, I'm bald back there? Well, you don't look back there all the time, right? Then he gets on his wife, you didn't tell me I'm bald back there. He was okay until he found out he was bald. He went and shaved his head. I heard, what's her name?
Shannon.
I don't try to keep up with y'all's names. Shannon over there, getting bald up here. He's growing his hair long so he can flip it over. That's what he's saying. He gonna flip that hair over, Mac. He gonna look like Donald Trump. Make it come out, curve around, spray it. I got some good hairspray, I'll tell you the secret later. I mean, you get out in a hurricane, that hairspray, Teresa, gets me, but God, I mean, it'll blow you slap off the car and your hair is still standing. Go in, you know, and we don't take a bath for 2 or 3 days. About years ago, we take a bath and clean up. And Teresa used a secret. And I smell one day, and I smell kind of skunky. You ever smelled skunky under your yard? You ain't had a bath in a couple of days, Teresa? And so I thought, well, my God, I'll just use some secret. And I thought, it's for women. That's women's, man. You can't use women's. But you know what? I used that secret. And I went, hey, it covered it up. It worked. So I wear now some of the best deodorant on the planet, secret. It's not for women. They lied to us. It's for us men, man. Hallelujah. I figured out, man, that Satan been lying all this time. You know, Bad to the bone, bad to the bone. I'm wearing secret, I'm not bad to the bone. That's some good stuff, man.
That's right.
Praise God. I'm wearing ladies' hairspray. That jib for men don't work. Get that women's stuff. I don't know why it is, that women's stuff. Good stuff. Hallelujah. You know what? I mean, we need to just let that enemy know, you ain't nothing to me. You ain't going to tell me nothing else. My life is nothing but victory from here forward. And we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to give Him praise when it ain't good. We're going to praise Him when it is good. We're just going to praise Him.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm just going to praise Him.
Amen.
Well, I wasn't being at church tonight. Praise God. I have to praise them that come. Praise God. Just give me the microphone. I don't need praise things. Just give me the microphone. Let's preach. Well, I used to get all sad. Good God, ain't nobody here. Get anything? What's everybody going to think? I don't care.
Amen.
People don't come to church. I don't care. I don't mean that in a bad way. But I'm not going to be deterred because something ain't working out.
That's right.
And you don't need it. And it's up to you. You've already got the victory. Victory, I'm saying that song a lot. Victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Stand on the word. Let the Lord do the battle. Victory, oh, victory is mine. I believe that. I believe it's yours.
Yes.
But you know what? I can't get it for you.
You have a beautiful voice, bro.
Well, thank you, man. Just write me a check. Send me an offering. P.O. Box, negative. Well, thank you. Because you know, I listen, you wouldn't think so. I can't listen to myself preach. It's hard to listen to myself preach. I was turning on, God, turn it off. Now, Travis, he can't, and he wants to turn it back on. But I'm just one of them, that's just one of them things. So I don't listen to myself. It causes me a trial that I don't need. So I'll let you tell me. Sounds good. Thank you. Hallelujah. Devil say, why don't you listen to it? Nah, I know it was good. Everybody told me. That's all I need to know. You ain't going to lie to me. You ain't going to get me in there in that arena and then get me up here. Y'all pray for me. I've got anxiety. I listened to myself preaching. It was awful. I'm doing good till then. See, listen, the devil will work on whatever me and you will let him work on. Yeah. The Bible says, give no place to the devil.
Yeah.
Give him no place. Don't give him no place. Don't think on him much. Well, he's trying to work. Well, he's been trying to work. Have you just figured it out? It's time to do something about it. Instead of saying, he's trying to work. He's trying to work. He's trying to work. He's trying. He listen to you. Trying. 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 Well, don't be scared. He's trying. If he can do something, he'd have done taken you out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Me and Matt talk about, you know, secret stuff, whatever, you know. And I just looked at him. I said, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight the good fight. Secrets attack my body. I'm going to fight. Went to the, now I've had, y'all don't know it, but I had polyps about 10, 12 years ago. Didn't know that it ended up the same doctor. Anyways, he wanted to do surgery back then. It was a good amount of money, no insurance and all that stuff, you know. And so anyways, all these years later, got some insurance. I said, I'm going to use it. I didn't get insurance to be legal. I'm going to use it. So I got up a doctor, refer me. Refer me, refer me. I'm like, refer me, refer me. Just refer me, I'm going. Go up there. And he said, yep, we're in the same place we was back yonder 10, 12 years ago. He said, there's still a polyp in there and it ain't even budged. I thought, I've been on that all 12 years with the word. It can't go nowhere.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, it can't go nowhere. It's just, he said, nothing's changed.
Amen.
Nothing's changed. Well, I went in there and Googled Google how what polyps does to you. Good God Almighty. If you've seen some of the faces and ears and sides of the nose and all that, I mean, it got me almost plumb depressed. I thought, that's my future. I shut that baby off. Somebody goes to Googling something, I said, don't Google it. Just don't Google it. Uh-huh. Guy went to church here and his mama died of cancer. And she'd tell him all the symptoms. He goes on a little while after, not long. Fear got him. He's feeling the same symptoms. He goes to the doctor. They run the test, and they tell him, no, you ain't got no cancer. And he actually felt like he did and convinced the doctor that he did. They run the test, Mac. He convinced. The doctor gave him medicine. And the medicine made him sick. And he's telling me about it. I said, you convinced the doctor? Well, I mean, I don't want to die like Mom. But one of my older brothers died from cancer. And my other brother started having side symptoms. He told me, he said, I'm feeling the same thing. I said, better get off that.
That's right.
I said, you better get off of that. You didn't have no problem till he died with it. Now you're feeling stuff, you know, you better get off that. I said, the Bible says in the book of Job, the very thing that Job feared came on him. See, fear is your enemy. Fear is a negative faith. Fear draws negative things. Just like faith of God draws the kingdom things. And I mean fear and all of that stuff draws negative side. It's like a magnet for the satanic stuff. See, half of the body of Christ only believes Satan's real.
That's right.
I mean, they're like, nah, God's sovereign. Satan. Look, Satan's been here longer than humans.
Yes, that's right.
He was created. God, did you know God didn't make Satan? Satan rebelled. Satan was an anointed cherub of the Lord, created by the Lord with music and different beautiful. Ezekiel says. He was created beautiful. Played for the Lord. And rebelled and sinned and was cast out. He chose to be Satan.
Right.
See, we can choose to yield to him.
Yeah.
Even as a Christian. Some Christians don't think they can yield to him. Just like this, I have a thought. Oh, she's pretty. Boy, Teresa got on to me for a week and a half. So my nerves anyhow. Go talk to her. Guess who didn't give me that thought? Wasn't Jesus.
Right.
And you know what? If I choose to, I can do it. And you know what it'll cause? Destruction.
Yeah.
I'll lose my ministry, my family, my marriage. I'll lose my business because if I go back without the Lord, I don't have no hope. I was hopeless without Him.
Right.
And everything I've got is because of Him and the Word and the anointing. See, I'm not one bit scared of Satan. I stood up on the ridge up on in Blotsville. Now that's a road that I call it Skid Road. They cook up meth and all kinds of stuff. They steal everything up there, you know. Now I stood on that mountain up there and I declared, I'm here, Satan. I'm here. I was by myself. I'm here. God's given me this land right in the middle of hell. And I've got an anointing and I'm taking out the powers of darkness on this mountain. But God told me to come to Blountsville and I'm here to take over Blountsville. And the pastor, the lady the other day, and I'm going to close with this. I took that praise time. Woohoo! I got iron head. Yeah! Went home, lady going to church over here. Car quit. Shannon and then we all pulled over anyhow. I went back and the pastor of this church of God right over here, he's there and her brother. Her brother knew me. I preached in the church he went to up under Doug Jones's church. Yeah. Hey, you're Scotty. He said, and that other one said, I thought he was Preston. He said, no, he's not Preston. He said, he's Scotty. This in here is Scotty. He's pastor over there. I said, yeah. I said, I beamed in on y'all's church one day. He said, what do you mean you beamed in? I said, well, I got a lapel. I got it cut down a little right now. FCC wants me to get rid of it, this one. I said, but I ain't going to get rid of it. I said, because it's a real good one. You know, it picks up good in the metal buildings and all. I said, and caught wind, Y'all heard me? I was in that service. That was you. They heard the whole sermon picked up over there. They just shut down their service. They just listened to the whole sermon that morning, beaming from here to there. And I told them, I said, yeah. I said, you know, when us preachers like you and me, we're down here for a reason in Bluntsville. I said, we're here to take Bluntsville over the kingdom of darkness. I said, we're here to put them down, to destroy the works of darkness and establish the kingdom of God in the hearts of God's people. I said, we're here together to do that in Bluntsville. I said, Bluntsville's ours. And he's looking at me and saying, yes, sir, amen. Hey, man, got him fired up. He said, whoo, it is, ain't it? Boy, he started, I mean, like an old rooster, boy. He walked around there. I thought, got him fired up. Well, you know, he could have been fighting a battle over there thinking, good God Almighty, we can't win all these people. He found out he wasn't alone.
Amen.
He found out. He said, how long have you been there? 20 years. Good God. I didn't even know you'd been there that long. I said, yeah, we've been there a long time. I said, we've been bringing down some of that kingdom of darkness. I said, you know, when there's big strongholds, it takes a little while.
Yep.
I said, but we're relentless. So I want to encourage you. You go out of here and you tell that devil go back to hell where you come from, bless God. You're going to be put in the pit of hell here for too long anyhow. You're going to be bound. By the angel of the Lord. You're fixing to leave here anyhow, and it ain't going to be free. So you might as well shut it and leave us alone because we're after your kingdom. And then when you get home, go in there and bless God, I ain't got no anointing. Go get the Crisco out. Bless God, break it out. Now I mean, go around and say, apply the blood. I've done it to these pews this evening. I'm going through here and I said, Lord, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for your anointing tonight, Lord. Everybody that sits on them pews, in the name of Jesus,
yeah,
that anointing is going to destroy yokes and lift burdens and touch them all and come back up here. And I said, I praise you right now in the name of Jesus for it. I'm doing it in my house. I anoint things. I believe in it. I put anointed cloths under the bed, stuff at home, boy. You know. Go anoint that thing and put it under the bed, you know, under the mattress on Teresa's side. I didn't need it. I put it on Teresa's side. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, you know where I got that? The Apostle Paul in the Bible, they brought handkerchiefs up there and they cut them up. They cut up handkerchiefs and they anointed those handkerchiefs. And everybody that got one of those handkerchiefs got healed and touched and delivered. Hallelujah. Well, I still believe the Bible still look good in that today.
Yes.
Put it in their shoe. Pull the sole up. Slide it. Whew, that stamp on something happened. I just got a stamp now. We didn't give you some NOS, man. Nitrous oxide.
Hallelujah.
That's how come when that food leaves, I'm not NOS food. Feed them, Lord. Feed them, Lord. Those don't need to fast for a month. They're heavyweights. We pray over that food, Lord. Let your anointing be on every can of green beans, Lord. When they break that baby open, the anointing left this church that we got, Lord, and their lives are going to be changed, Lord. They're going to be healed and set free and delivered. And then right after you do that, lady calls me.
Pastor Weston?
I said, yes, this is him. Can I help you?
Yes. I don't know who went through that food down there, but I didn't get no mayonnaise in mine, and my neighbor got mayonnaise, and the other neighbor got mayonnaise, and I called the other one.
I thought, God, we just released the anointing, Lord. And all of a sudden, it just came, the wisdom of God. And I let her go on whining. She told on Teresa before. She's come told on Teresa. Can you imagine that? That sweet little peanut. And I said, you know what? I said, this is what you got to do. I said, you're not thankful at all. And she said,
what?
I said, what you need to do is take your food and take it to all them neighbors that you called and give it all to them. Just sow it all. I said, because you ain't thankful for the food you had. I said, so give it, don't give it all away.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm not complaining or anything. You know, I mean, I'm not complaining.
No, don't tell me to give the groceries away. No, I'm not complaining at all. I could have got in there. We're doing the best we can. We're just old sinners down there. We ain't none of us perfect, and we try to box it all out, but we just don't know sometimes. Look, man, if we don't want to put mayonnaise there, you ain't getting none. Going to get chicken. They lining us up with chicken. Chicken. I got tired of chicken myself, but I never did tell the Lord. I mean, chicken, chicken, chicken. Just chicken. And people out there, yeah, Lord, can we get anything other than chicken? And I said, yeah, the Lord will abide you. He cut us off. We got no chicken sin. And everybody's like, where's the chicken? I said, y'all didn't want it. You got tired of chicken. So the Lord just helped you out there. You ain't getting more chicken. We got chicken once or twice this day. We was getting a lot of chicken. Chicken nuggets. Ooh, man, I'll get that. So listen, look at everything optimistic, and I've got to stop. Y'all got to go to school, and we got to go to work. All of, but we want victory when we go, right?
Yeah.
We want our kids to have victory in school. Aubrey's coming up. Nobody planned for me. Come on. Oh, God, here we go. She named off a couple. Harley did play with him. So is his best girl dad, really? Now I got to work on that, Mac. I got to get her, praise God, praying for them. That she thinks, and a lot of it's just because she don't get her way. See, when you get your way and you have a fit, you're yielding to the devil.
That's right.
When you don't get your way and you blow up and have a fit, you're yielding to the kingdom of darkness. And he's gonna eat your lunch. We don't have a feel. The Bible says don't feel. What scripture? We live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. We don't go by what we hear, see, smell, touch, right? So I want to encourage you. Go out there and whip him the rest of the week.
Amen.
Go out there and praise Jesus the rest of the week. And when something negative happens, jump back up there with something positive. Somebody says, it's got a storm, say it ain't right now. Be optimistic, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord.